Our guest at the cafe this morning is the manager of Commerce, Chamber of Commerce, Paul Voss. Paul, good morning.
Morning, Mark. Tom, Mark, how are you?
Doing fine, and haven't talked to Paul since, I guess, not long before the 4th of July fireworks event, so good to talk to you again. But I was sorry to see on your Facebook page that that we won't be having the Bodark Bash this year.
No, we won't. We were the governor has cleared for over 100 people to meet, and if you do that, you have to have, you know, of course, the city magistrate has got to do that and say it's okay. But if you do that, then over 100 people, then you have to provide restrooms, and if we do that, if we have to provide restrooms for everybody, then every time someone uses a restroom, we have to have someone go in and sanitize each individual. Porta potty.
And we
just don't have the manpower or the volunteer base to do that, John Mark. And as well as by this time of the year, going into the Bodark Bash, we've probably had 100 applications for vendors to come in.
Mm-hmm.
And as of right now, we've had 4.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, oh, by the way, what we're going to have to do, if we had the vendors, we'd have to space them out, you know, 10, 12 feet apart.
Yeah.
They'd have to bring their own plastic shields to put up in front of their stuff, their goods and their merchandise and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and most people who go to a craft show or some sort of show like that want to mm-hmm. pick up the merchandise, and
mm-hmm.
you just can't do that.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it breaks our heart to have to do this, but some of our big sponsors are not being able to sponsor this year, some of the corporate people, because of if they don't want to be tied to an event where people get sick.
I see.
That's just frankly, this is what it is. I would love to do it. It's the 34th year. We've never, you know, had to do one, you know, cancel one for this reason. Cancel it totally. We've always tried to have it. Sometimes we've had a problem with the weather a couple of times, but
right.
We've always had something to do. And then this year, we're not going to get to do it.
Yeah.
However, we are going to have the golf tournament. The golf tournament is out of the city limits. It's going to be at Sand Hills. It's going to be on the 18th. And we encourage people, if you've got a golf team and you want to come play right now, I think we have about 14 teams that are playing. And we've got some real good sponsorships for this. And it's going to be a lot of fun. So if you've got, and it's 4-man teams. It usually is a 6-man team. But they're Sand Hills has wanted us to do it to that, as well as the government mandate. Not that many people, not 6 people on a team. So it's going to be a 4-man deal.
Yeah, we're talking with Paul Voss, and Paul is the manager of the Commerce Chamber of Commerce. So the golf tournament is Friday, September 18th. And,
yes.
And the deadline to register would be what?
Well, really, anytime up to the end of that week. I would like, let's see, when is it, the 18th? Up until probably the 14th, I'd like to know before the 14th to make sure that we've got enough golf carts and all that sort of stuff for everybody.
Okay.
But we'd love to have some more teams come out and play.
Well, if it's any consolation, I'm sure other organizations are in similar circumstances as far as having events.
You know, that's true, but some people are stretching the limit on it too. They're having events when they probably shouldn't be having an event, and I'm not going to say who that is or anything.
Okay.
But at the same time, if you're opening yourself up for a lot of heartache about that, and that's my personal opinion and our board's personal opinion of what we can and can't do.
Mm-hmm.
And it really what hurts us, John Mark, is that we've had one event for the summer. And that was the 4th of July.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we our big expense is the fireworks. And so you come out of an event like that with half the money you put in, and a profit. And then now with the golf, you know, those are the Bodark Bash is our big money maker for the year.
I understand.
And when you put all all your eggs are hatched by the sponsorships you get for these events. And if you don't have those events, well, I'll tell you what, it comes down to crunch time for the Chamber of Commerce. And, we're going to really have to watch our P's and Q's for the rest of the year to make sure that we're viable and we hope we can get through all this.
Right.
These are strange times.
So you could say that again without any fear of contradiction.
We've got to stay positive about it no matter what. Our businesses are doing well. The tax base is doing well. And that's a praise right there. And we've lost three businesses in town since COVID started, three whole businesses in commerce. And two of those have rekindled, and the businesses that went out, there's somebody that's coming in. So that's really a blessing for our small town.
Paul, good to end it on a positive note, upbeat note. So thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over the telephone line this morning.
Thank you so much, John Mark, and we'll talk to you soon, okay?
All right. Paul Boss, Manager of Commerce, Chamber of Commerce. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.